President Bazoum has been one of the most effective leaders in the area, if not the most effective leaders. He's somebody who, by many standards, has been doing all the right things in terms of trying to deal with the country's vast problems and working effectively with Niger's many Western security partners, including France and the United States. A coup would, and from that point of view, also, he's an ideal partner for the West because he's been effective and also because he's democratically elected. So he's got a lot of legitimacy. He's exactly the kind of person that outside of the Western partners want to be working with. A coup removes from the region a democratically elected and effective civilian official, replacing it with, first of all, a necessary period of uncertainty as the Nigerians have to figure out what to do and make all the next steps, which is in and of itself a very bad thing, given the fact that Niger is already basically dealing with several crises. This is a very bad time to be going through this kind of phase of uncertainty. And also, it's a huge blow to the West, which has really been turning to Niger and to Bazoum as sort of like its last effort to try to shape events in the Sahel, as the Sahel otherwise has been swirling down the drain.
So if this democratically elected president is, like you say, doing the right things from the outside world and the international community can see, why is this even happening?
We don't really know why it's happening, and the reasons could be many. This could be about pay. This could be because Bazoum simply snubbed socially the characters who are leading the putsch. This could be because, I don't know, because they want tacos served every Tuesday in the cafeteria. We don't really know. But just sort of looking at what happened in Mali and Burkina Faso next door, we see that there's legitimate frustration on the part of many people for the pace of change, the pace of improvement, the extent that things are going their way. And part of the challenge in a country like Niger is even if you have the best people doing the best things and doing all the right things, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to prevail, or it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to prevail anytime soon, given the nature of the kinds of problems that Niger has. In that context, a lot of Nigerians, just like Burkinabe and Malian, are frustrated. And it's easy to imagine how, and I believe this was the case in Mali and Burkina Faso, how some senior officer in the Nigerian government could, out of frustration, think either, I could do better, so I'm going to do this, or, I see an opportunity here, then, and I could take advantage of this situation to seize power for myself.
So it could be an individual general's
personal ambition,
desire for power. Yeah.
Or, I mean, but they'll never be couched as such. Nobody ever takes over, and says that I did it for my own personal power. The whoever this is, and, if they succeed, they're going to couch their actions in terms of saving their country, et cetera, et cetera. That's what they're going to say. I don't mean to say that there won't be any truth to that. It could be some combination. It could really be purely out of some, it might be, misguided sense of patriotism that they need to intervene to save the country from the abyss. We really just don't know.